wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
International Day of Hugging.
My favorite day.
Yay.
And some people would say that they don't do that. They're a handshaker, or they're a fist pumper, or they are a shoulder. Or back in days when we used to wear masks, we would elbow touch.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back to hugging. And, and somebody asked me, when did you last hug a stranger? They felt like family, but there were one or two strangers yesterday that we met and we gave hugs to because we were sure that hugs, we were huggers. And it was quite cool. And so today, though, it is a day to hug.
Mm.
So if you're not a hugger, stay home.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't hug humans. Maybe you hug animals or trees.
Yeah, that's also fine.
It's fine.
Does it count?
Yeah.
Well, it's hugging day.
Okay.
Doesn't say what? Doesn't say national or global human hugging day.
Yeah.
Hugging the toilet?
No.
That's true. But you have just listed the worst hug on earth. It's not from me. It's from the porcelain, right? Your porcelain friend. Now, obviously, if you're sick and you can't control how you got to hug the porcelain, that's a different story.
It is.
But when it's self-inflicted toilet bowl hugging, in other words, jy het te veel gekuier, te diep in die bottel gekyk.
The old tactical chunder.
The old tactical
TZ.
I've never heard of that. Rick. Brother Rick. I've never heard of the TZ.
Brother Rick. Can we just go back to the human hug, please?
No. Phil's taken this direction of the porcelain one. And he's got us thinking about your... There were some bad mistakes you made as kids. You'd think that the older you get, the more you'd learn that the porcelain is not your friend. You don't want to hug it. That is a terrible place to be. The worst place is that normally you want to just like sleep for a bit afterwards and you end up putting your head on the seat.
Oh,
it's dreadful. It's a dreadful thing.
The only thing that changes is the older you get, the easier it becomes to become a toilet hugger.
I'm sorry. We went from trying to do this bit of the show on how that...
Hey, it's hugging day, okay?
You can hug. And I mean, don't feel, you know...
Happy hugging day.
Hug. All right.
Listen, I love my mom dearly, but she's not a hugger. So when you hug her, she like taps your back.
Oh. I hate the back tappers.
I mean, she's been married for 45 years. I don't know how my dad stood after that. But, you know, it's kind of like being friend zoned.
It is.
You know, just like that. That awkward, like, nice to see you, but okay. Yeah, so
that
it's hilarious.
That is such a dreadful hug. Anybody who back taps, please understand the receiver is not feeling it. They're not receiving the hug.
Yeah.
What they're feeling you're doing like a sympathy hug.
Mm.
You're doing
it's
like
a favor.
It's like a favor hug.
Absolutely.
You like hug and then you tap on the back. What? I don't have a cough. I don't have a sweet lodge in my throat.
Oh, no, wait.
I'm not choking.
Wait till you choke.
Yeah.
She'll hit you to the next century as well. But it is hilarious because it's now a family joke. So when I see her, I say, good morning, and I'll tap her back for her.
If there's a hug and it's a tap on your back hug, like Tammy said, you're our friends.
But, you know, back in the day, our church youth group, we had to give side hugs when you're hugging someone from the opposite sex.
Yo.
So, yeah, do not be too affectionate in church.
Do not awaken love before it's time.
What is worse, do you think, a side hug? A side hug or a tap on the back?
The worst thing for me is definitely a side hug. I mean, am I not good enough for the full frontal hug? It's just ludicrous. To me, that's like, just go away. You're hassling me. No, definitely the side hug.
Side hugs are terrible. Don't do side hugs, please. Please, don't side hug. Rather not hug.
So I have a question.
Sure.
If my wife hugs me and pats me on the back, have I been friend zoned for the night?
That red one, that is a sign right there.
It makes me question it sometimes.
There better be a good show.
Where we headed?
Correct.
But hey, 15 years later, you know, it could mean 100 things, right?
Depends what you did.
She might be listening, so I don't want to say too much now. I'm going to give it away.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.